healthcare spending and public health outcomes. Throughout the latter half of the 20th century, developed nations increasingly recognized the importance of public health care systems in enhancing citizens' overall well-being. Governments expanded health care funding, assuming that greater financial investment would lead to improved public health outcomes. However, researchers have debated the extent to which health care spending alone determines health indicators such as life expectancy, infant mortality rates, and chronic disease prevalence. One of the most comprehensive studies on this issue was conducted by the World Health Organization, WHO, in the early 2000s. The research analyzed data from over 190 countries and concluded that while per capita healthcare expenditure is a significant factor in determining health outcomes, it is far from the only one. The study revealed that nations with similar levels of healthcare spending often exhibited stark differences in public health indicators, suggesting that systemic inefficiencies, social determinants, and government policies play equally crucial roles. For instance, the United States has consistently spent more per capita on healthcare than any other nation. Yet its life expectancy lags behind that of many other high-income countries. In contrast, Japan, which allocates significantly less per capita to healthcare, boasts one of the highest life expectancies globally. Experts attribute this discrepancy to differences in diet, social cohesion, and preventive care measures, rather than solely to variations in healthcare funding. Further analysis has shown that in many cases, the way healthcare funds are allocated is more critical than the total amount spent. Countries that prioritize preventive care and early intervention tend to achieve better health outcomes compared to those that primarily focus on treatment after the onset of illness. The Scandinavian model, for example, emphasizes universal access to primary care, regular health screenings, and comprehensive maternal health services. As a result, these nations report lower rates of preventable diseases and lower overall health care costs in the long term. More recent studies support the idea that health outcomes are also deeply influenced by socioeconomic factors such as education, income inequality, and environmental conditions. Research from institutions such as Harvard and Oxford has demonstrated that individuals with higher levels of education tend to make healthier lifestyle choices, leading to lower rates of obesity, smoking, and chronic illnesses. Moreover, income disparities have been linked to differential access to healthcare services, with marginalized populations often facing barriers to obtaining timely medical attention. Given these findings, policymakers and health economists argue that simply increasing healthcare spending without addressing underlying social determinants is unlikely to produce substantial improvements in public health. Instead, experts advocate for a multifaceted approach that includes not only equitable healthcare funding, but also initiatives aimed at reducing poverty, improving education, and promoting healthier living environments. In this light, the conversation surrounding public health funding has shifted from a debate over financial resources to a broader discussion on systemic reforms necessary to ensure long-term well-being for all citizens.